You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's Monday at noon, one of the other Mondays. I know that gets confusing. Maybe next semester I'll just make it weekly to spare everyone the, oh, is this the on week or the off week for Global Grooves? Anyway, this is an on week, and this is a great day to be having a show because today is Halloween. I am personally all Halloweened out because this entire weekend has been dominated by Halloween festivities. Candy has been consumed. Costumes have been worn. Ghosts have been busted. All of that. So, you know, today's just a regular Monday for me. But it's funny because people are walking around in costumes and, you know, you get to kind of... I'm just taking Halloween as it's coming to me. Anyway, today we got a good show for you. Loose theme of Halloween. We got some spooky songs. We're gonna be touching on some current events, some global things. If you've been tapped into the news, some global happenings. Kind of a busy news week. I feel like either I'm just really tapped out and busy with my own stuff here, but there's been a lot of crazy things that you just open your phone and you're like, wow, that happened. It's crazy. Anyway, if you haven't been here before, Global Grooves, we play, songs from all around the world, get you grooving to stuff, from outside of this country, be a bit of a history lesson, just a bit of a, you know, current events thing. The IR major is raging inside of me. Anyway, you are listening right now. Here's a little fun story to get this started. This is the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. I think I played them on the show before, but the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company, in the 1960s opened up an experimental music laboratory, and they invited all these avant-garde composers from around the world to come and compose these like interstitial music bits for between their programming. So this was, you know, in the 60s, so it was like Doctor Who and all of that kind of vintage BBC stuff. But there was a lot of innovation in the realm of experimental and electronic music. There was people using cutting-edge technologies and making these little fun little ditties. So I highly recommend checking out the BBC Radiophonic Music Workshop album. They're all like little jingles, and they're so fun. I mean, this sounds like, you know, like a cartoon. And I'm sure there were cartoons being played with this accompanying it, but really cool kind of piece of electronic music history. Crazy that the BBC was doing that. I don't think they realized how like innovative the work they were commissioning was. But now the IR major is gone, and my Origins of Electronic Music class is coming right in. But let's just get right to the heart of the show today. We got some Chola Orange out of Puerto Rico with Barry White versus Michael Myers. Happy Halloween, everyone. We'll be right back.
Sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
We'll be right back.
Nice. That was Cansado by, no, it was Kata Surf by Cansado, who I believe are the producer. Based in Uptown New York City, but he's a Dominican American. Really cool part of this like new Latin wave of artists that's making their way. That's what's so cool about this country, man. Like, these guys from all over are just bringing different sounds from around the world into their communities. We should support that, not fight that. Anyway, I'll spare you the diatribe. I'll go into another diatribe. Let's do some current events here on Global Groove. So, voters in Brazil on Sunday, yesterday, they ousted, I like that word, it's a very dramatic word, they ousted President Jair Bolsonaro after just one term, past 4 years, and they elected the former leftist president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, lovingly referred to as Lula. This is a big deal. Bolsonaro has been the face of this new wave of nationalism that's been just gripping the world. People call him the Brazilian Trump. I don't think we should even dignify Trump by comparing other people, calling other people him. I think Bolsonaro is his own kind of horrible, sick, twisted thing. In addition to just being a really just brazen and outspoken, you know, right-wing supporter of all these things. Anyway, we don't have to get into all that. But his biggest thing was deforestation in the Amazon, because, you know, Brazil is home to the Amazon rainforest, which is an incredible place. And deforestation has been an all-time high over these past 4 years. So that's one of the biggest things. There's a big Brazilian community here at Medford and around Tufts. I live in the International House. There are a lot of people from Brazil, international students, amazing country, culture. Not a lot of people see it as a really a key component of the American experience, but oh man, aren't they? I mean, just as much as anyone else, right? So anyway, big day for the good in the world. Big day for, I'm not going to say the capital D, small D democracy. I know that's a loaded term, but anyway, this next song is by Rita Pais, who is a Brazilian singer-songwriter, part of Juan Chamorro's, what's it called? The St. Andrew Jazz Band. Let me tell you about this. This one goes out to Jojo Martin. St. Andrew Jazz Band is this guy, Juan Chamorro, is this jazz director, and he gets together this group of really young musicians from like 9 years old to like 18 years old. And it's the most incredible, lively, upbeat jazz music you've ever heard. And and he has a bunch of different lineups. It's like a summer camp. It's just like they go to this, I think it's like a program, and this music director just like leads this all-star ensemble of young children. Anyway, they go around the world, do these concerts. There's a great live video on YouTube in Catalonia. They do an awesome rendition of like some Thelonious Monk and Charles Mingus tunes. So one of the superstars, one of the notable people to come out of the St. Andrews Jazz Band is Rita Pais. She's plays trombone but also guitar. She has a band with her mother. There's this album that it's her mother is named Elizabeth Roma, and it's this gorgeous album of just the most beautiful songs. And she writes them with her mother, and they sing and they do together. And there's like these videos online, and it's so cute. It's just like them in like the middle of a farm somewhere and just playing music together. And I highly recommend you check it out. St. Andrew Jazz Band, Rita Pais. This next one is called Doce da Coco. It's a little bossa nova standard. This one goes out to the newly invigorated country of Brazil.
Venho implorar pra você repensar os dois. Não tem e o que ainda restou pra depois. Sabes que a língua do povo é quanto mais traiçoeira. Quer incendiar desordem. Até a fogo ao fundo. Tu sabes bem quantas portas tem meu coração e os punhais cravados pela ingratidão. Sabes flores também. Quanto é passageira essa desavença? Não, não te estrates o amor. Se o problema é pedir, implorar, vem aqui, fica aqui, pisa aqui neste meu coração que sou teu, todinho teu. Escorraça, faz dele de gato e sapato, inferniza e alienaça, pisando, ofendendo, desconsiderando, descomposturando com todo o rico. Mas se tal não bastar, e o remédio é tocar esse barco do jeito que está, sem duas beijos se cogitar. Doce do coco, meu bom bocado, meu mau pedaço de fato é um mês para trapo que não te esgrudou de mim.
That one was crazy. I didn't even listen to that before. I saw the title. I was Daka Braka with, that's Cyrillic. I could not read that. Anyway, that's what I love about this show. It's just cool things that, like, where else would you have found that if you weren't actively looking for it? Let's do a little Spotify investigation. I usually do my research with the bands that I play and the groups that I play, but I don't know anything about this band, so they're called Daka Braka. They're from Kyiv. Wow. I just got an email. It says they reflect on fundamental elements of sound and soul. They go by Ethnic Chaos. They're the Ukrainian Ethnic Chaos band. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's what it feels like sometimes, some ethnic chaos. I was having a conversation with someone the other day about, like, if you could explain how you're feeling in song lyrics, or, like, how the current temperature of the world is doing, what would it be? I forgot what I said, but they said, Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger, I'm not sick, but I'm not well. That is a very concise summation of what it feels like to be in college sometimes, because... you're just always sick. You always have something. Every day you wake up and, like, you kind of take stock of, like, all right, how my sinus is feeling? Do I have a sore throat? Is there a cough? But you're not really sick. You wouldn't say you're sick. I mean, COVID has kind of complicated that, which is, I was going to say funny. It's not really funny. It's kind of crazy because you never know if it's COVID or something else. Could be the flu. Could be monkeypox. Could be whatever. I digress. It's about that time of the show where we read a PSA. I'm flipping through this big old binder of PSAs. Let's see. What's a good one for today? There's one about organ donation. No. There's drinking and driving. A little too depressing. Here's a good one. No, that's not a good one. Actually, you know what? I'm not sick, but I'm not well. We're going to do this. This one is called No Kill. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Side note, this was definitely written before COVID because there are people that spend their days avoiding contact with that thing. Anyway, washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. And note that your health first, that's all capitalized. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click your health first. This public health message was brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. So that obviously is very tailored to people in the Medford-Somerville area and in Massachusetts, but I'm sure there's a plethora of resources online for good ways to prevent yourself. I feel like everyone is a CDC expert. Everyone knows exactly. They have their own ways of avoiding sickness. I think it's smart to be hygienic. Of course, I think you should have common sense, but I think there's so much that you can't control. I mean, so many people keep themselves indoors and go out of their way to avoid germs and they get sick anyway. So verdict is still out for, whether that really works or not, but just wash your hands. Like, don't touch your eyes or your mouth, you know, just have common sense, be smart with other people. Anyway, my diatribe is up. This next one is about a boy. It's called Ragazzo by Big Yawn. Please enjoy.
Thank you. ragazzo. Grazie. 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 Ragazzo.
That was Afro Jazz Collaborative, Dun Dun Dun, D-U-N, 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 with Done in Outer Space. That's off of a imprint called Worm Discs, puts out really cool world-influenced stuff, mainly from Bristol in England, but they've done some collaborations with some another imprint, Habibi Funk, a staple of Global Grooves, puts out some just cool, you know, experimental Eastern African and East North Africa and some Middle Eastern stuff in there too. So Worm Discs, that's the recommendation for the day. Check them out. Dun 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 is one of the many producer artists on there. So it's Halloween. Theme of this episode has been marginally Halloween, but also some current events. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about the tragedy in Seoul, Korea. I think over the weekend on Saturday, there was a stampede of people and neighborhood in Seoul, and a lot of people died. Over 130 people died, and I think the death count is rising. A lot of people were injured as well. You know, not a shooting, not an act of terrorism. It's just a really unfortunate, tragic thing that happened. Puts things in perspective. You know, I don't want to be a downer at the end of our hour, but you know, enjoy yourself, enjoy your days. You never know, like, something like that can happen, and it'll all be it could just disappear. So be grateful for things, you know. Practice radical gratitude. That's the theme for today. Radical gratitude. Make sure you let the people in your life that you love and that support you, make sure you let them know how much they mean to you, because that's everything. Anyway, two more songs here for the hour. Next one is a traditional Korean folk tune. It's a cover by Hwang Byung-ki. It's called Peacefully. And we'll close out on a bit more of a positive note with one of my favorite artists, Mdou Mokhtar from Niger. I saw him last spring in Washington, D.C. at the 930 Club. Incredible concert. Some really cool Bedouin folk music out of Niger and other parts of North Africa. So that is all for me today. This is DJ Jake Simon, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I will see you in November.
Perché sono venuti a Lione 2.